Hi, everybody. It's Mrs. Landa. Hope you're all having a great summer. I didn't have that much time for preparation, so I'm just going to leave you with two thoughts to go into Shabbos with. Thought number one is the idea that our tefillos make a difference. Even if we feel like Hashem's not listening, He is. He is listening. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem told him, do not daven a 516th time, because I have a plan, and if you go into Eretz Yisrael, it will not be good for Klal Yisrael for so many different reasons. But if you daven and you cry and beg, then it will make such an impact that I will allow you to go into Eretz Yisrael, and it ultimately is not for the good. So we can learn from here that your davening does make a difference. It is making an impact. And just like a nice thought that I, you know, that could, like, you know, further deepen this idea. I remember once when my first baby was an infant, I fed her bottles. So she was really tiny, like, I don't know, maybe 2 months old. And she would be crying in the night because she was hungry. And I had to go through this whole process of, like, mixing the formula with the hot water and, like, shaking it so there wouldn't be clumps, and then adding the right amounts of cold water, all these different steps. And I was thinking to myself, this baby is crying, thinking, my mother is not feeding me. My mother is not answering my cries. And meantime, there I was making her bottle and going as fast as I could in the middle of the night, half asleep, to prepare it perfectly for her, that it shouldn't be too hot, shouldn't be too cold, it shouldn't have any clumps. And I was, you know, it was all, the process was happening because of her cries. And I heard her cries and I cared about her cries. And there was just a plan that needed to happen in order to make the result just so perfect. So too, when you dive into Hashem, whatever it may be for, whether it's for a sibling or parents or your future, or there's so many things that we daven for. There's individual needs. There's needs for Klal Yisrael. There are so many tefillos. And when we cry out to Hashem, we should remember that just like that newborn baby could feel at times like I'm crying to Hashem and He's not listening, we should think of this mashal and know 100% that Hashem hears my cries, and there's a process that's taking place. The bottle is being made. There's a plan, and even though I might not see it right now, this minute, there will be an ending that I myself could have never imagined, that this is what had to happen first, and then second, and then third, and then fourth, in order for my tefillos to be answered just so perfectly. And sometimes we'll see that plan in Mirtz Hashem when Mashiach comes, but every single one of your tefillos is being listened to by Hashem, and He cares about your cries, and He is putting that bottle together. That's why it says by Shir HaMalos, it says that, to remember, because I'm speaking like on the spot, it talks about how, like, Mashiach is going to be like a process. It's not coming to my mind right now, and I'm not re-recording this, but if any of you could put together this thought, this piece that I'm missing, that Mashiach is like is just like we're davening now, and Hashem is listening, and Mashiach is going to happen. It's being paved. The roads are being paved for Mashiach to happen because of the tefillos that we are davening right now. Okay, that's thought number one. Thought number two that I want to share with you is from my great-grandfather, Sefer, on Pirkei Avos, called Ethics from Sinai. My great-grandfather was Irving Bunam, and one of the things that he shares in his book is, in the introduction to Pirkei Avos, it says, Kol Yisrael Yishlem Chelek L'Olam Haba Shnemar V'Amich Kulam Tzadikim L'Olam Yirshu Aretz. I know we all start singing when you hear that. Netzer Matai Masi Adai Lisper. So Netzer Matai. So it means they're the plant. Like, they're my planting, the branch of my planting. So there are two words for planting. There's either Nata or Lizroa, like Zion Resh Ayin. So what's the difference between the two? So he says so beautifully that Zion Resh Ayin is when you plant a seed and it first decomposes, and then only then a beautiful plant grows from it. And Nata is you have a living, thriving, strong, rooted plant, and coming out of that is fruit and more branches of crop or whatever it might be. So he says the word here in Pirkei Avos that's used is Nata, because we don't believe that we are independent, like we're the new generation, we're the young generation, and we're independent of what came before us. As a Jew, we believe that we're attached. We are actually attached to a living tree, like Eitz Chaim. Our history and our grandparents and our heritage is alive and strong, and that is what we branch out from. It didn't decompose and then now here we are, you know, Jewish Americans. It's still all that history and all of our past, starting all the way from Adam Rishon, is a thriving tree, bringing us to the point where we are today. And that is what makes Klal Yisrael so special, is this, you know, this strong Mesorah. So I guess with these two thoughts, you could go into Shabbos knowing that Hashem is listening to your cries. He's preparing the bottle, and there's a master plan. And even though we don't see it right here, right now, every tefillah makes a difference. Every time you hold your siddur, it makes a difference. And another thought to go into Shabbos with is that I am connected to a strong, living, thriving tree. Such a beautiful, rich past and history and heritage that is what makes us who we are today. And there's so much more to say on this, but, you know, for another time. And thank you for listening to my rambling and my thoughts. If anybody wants to connect Mashiach to my first idea, please reach out and let me know. And I wish you all so much hatzlacha, and everything should just be great for you all. And have a great night. Okay, bye-bye.